In this bulletin, Western Australian Premier Mark McGowan wins another term in office. Investigations continue in Queensland after a Brisbane doctor tests positive to COVID-19. And in sport, the Penrith Panthers defeat the North Queensland Cowboys 24-0 in their start to the NRL season. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. WA's Labor Party has comfortably won another term of government, meaning it is a wipeout for much of the Liberal opposition. Results suggest Labor will claim the majority of the 59 lower house seats in Saturday's Western Australian election. The Liberals could be reduced to just a handful of lower house seats. Premier Mark McGowan says the win means Western Australians voted for the future of the state.
The magnitude of what has happened today is not lost on me. But with it comes great responsibility. We will continue to deliver stable, competent, responsible and caring government for all West Australians.
Just not, we've got a lot of things on our agenda. We've got a lot of things we want to achieve.
Mr McGowan's opposition, Zach Kirkup, has conceded the election and announced that he will no longer run for office.
I will not continue in parliamentary politics. The reality is, I think it's important that we rebuild the party as best as we can. And from my perspective, that means that I will no longer seek office for the Liberal Party.
Health authorities are warning interstate travellers who visited Brisbane recently to stay alert and follow advice after a doctor tested positive to coronavirus in Queensland. The doctor, who hadn't been vaccinated, came into contact with two patients at the Princess Alexandra Hospital and attended several community venues while infectious. Anyone who attended the Morning After Cafe, Greenslopes Corporate Box Gym and Stones Corner Hotel during the high-risk times must get tested for coronavirus. Victorian health officials are contacting passengers who went to Brisbane from March the 10th, while New South Wales Health has also issued an alert to residents. Online vigils are being planned across the United Kingdom in response to the murder of Sarah Everard, who went missing in London. An event scheduled for Saturday in Clapham was cancelled, and a virtual gathering will replace it to remember the 33-year-old. A doorstop vigil is also planned called Reclaim These Streets, where people will hold a torch or candle at their homes to honour violence victims. Co-organiser Caitlin Prowse says police have failed to protect women, but this is also a broader issue about safety.
We are asking all of our supporters in London, but also beyond, to hold a candle or a light in their doorstep or in their streets at 9:30 p.m. this evening to remember Sarah Everard, but also all the other women that we've lost to violence so tragically.
Hundreds of people have taken part in a peaceful candlelit event in Yangon as they chanted for the release of Myanmar's democratically elected leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. Similar vigils were held in other parts of Myanmar after security forces shot live ammunition at demonstrators, killing at least 7 people on Saturday. Meantime, Ma Wing Kyang Tan, who is on the run with other officials from the National League for Democracy Party, has spoken out about the military coup which happened in February. He says this is a dark moment for the nation and that he wants to protect citizens, ensuring there are laws in place for people to defend themselves. Russian security forces have detained around 200 people at a meeting of opposition politicians in Moscow on Saturday. Several prominent politicians were among those in custody, and journalists covering the event were temporarily detained in a hotel. Police broke up the event only half an hour after it started, stating it involved an organisation not wanted in Russia. The Russian opposition has repeatedly spoken out about freedom of assembly violations by security forces. To sport, the Penrith Panthers have defeated the North Queensland Cowboys 24-0 in their start to the NRL season. Last year's runners-up had halfback Nathan Cleary commanding the fourth try victory. The first-time co-captain produced 2 try assists, 2 line breaks and a 40-20 late in the second half, pressurising the Cowboys. Cowboys coach Todd Payton said the team needs to work harder to avoid disappointing losses.
Well, I was really disappointed in the last try we conceded because I thought there should have been more effort from Marker to put pressure on Cleary, and there wasn't, and that's a decision, a personal decision, and we weren't competing hard enough around the ball when the ball went to ground. And, you know, we've talked a good game all pre-season, we've shown some glimpses of it, but, you know, we got bucket loads of work to do.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth sunny 29, Adelaide partly cloudy and 20, Melbourne partly cloudy 18, Hobart much the same 19, rain clearing in Canberra 19, Wollongong rain and windy 21, Sydney similar conditions 23, Newcastle rain and windy 24, Brisbane mostly sunny 31, Cairns a possible shower 31, and Darwin a shower or two and a possible storm 31 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.